City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 23.
Madeline, is everything all right?
No, I'm afraid not. The city has suspended my business license because of that incident I told you about with the gay customer. And the franchise company contacted me and told me that they're reviewing the incident as well. I might lose my franchise.
Oh, no. Would they give you your money back?
No, most of that money was used to set up the shop. It's already spent. And the agreement I signed says they can take away the franchise if I misrepresent the company or cause harm to their brand. I can't believe this. I spent almost my entire savings on this business.
Oh, there are so many bad things going on. The Sawyers have had to put their house up for sale. Andrea quit her job, and Harold hasn't been able to even find any extra work to pay off that fine.
I feel so bad about Mark and his family. Here I thought God had given me a way to help him out, and it all just fell apart.
You did a very kind thing, Madeline. It's just that right now, in this city, it seems like Christians can't do anything without getting into trouble.
Yes, exactly. Carol, I really need for you to keep me in your prayers. With all the things that are going on, I really don't want my faith to weaken.
We all need to pray for each other right now. We all need the strength of God's Spirit. Actually, Madeline, I'm so thankful that God's already given you such a strong faith. You're a pretty new believer, and yet, with all the things that have already happened in your life, you're still faithful. I've seen people make professions before, and then as soon as the trials come, they turn away from God and back to their old lives. Jesus even warned about that in the parable of the sower in Matthew 13.
Yes, I remember reading that. I'm so thankful, Carol. He gave me the strength to stand up to Bob. He kept me going when I was looking for a job, even when I couldn't find one. I'm sure he's going to get me through this as well. I'm so blessed already.
I'm so happy to hear you talk like that, Madeline. I always wonder, when I see other churches try to bring people to Jesus by promising them a prosperous or a fulfilling life, what do they tell people when those trials come along? Those poor people who came to Jesus for life improvement rather than forgiveness just feel like they've been lied to. I think that's why they're so quick to turn away from him when the trials and temptations come. It's so sad because they're so less likely to even want to hear a true gospel message after that. They don't realize how much they need a savior because all they were looking for was a life improvement coach.
Well, I'm glad God gave me a true faith. Otherwise, the things that have happened over the past couple months would have turned me away from God real quick. The funny thing is, even with all that's happened, I'm still more at peace than I ever was before He saved me.
You don't have all that sin standing between you and God anymore.
Praise God for that. I just hope He saves Jared. I'm so worried about him. I think I'm going to have to pull him out of that school. Andrea told me why she quit. I don't think he's going to get the message I'd hoped he'd get.
Yes, she talked to Harold about that. It's sad. Even Christian organizations are giving in to this normalizing of sin. That's the last message anyone should be giving to kids. The world already tempts them enough. They sure don't need Christians accepting sin, too.
It's all such a mess. I find myself praying all the time now. I pray for help, for guidance. I just want to do the right thing no matter how bad things get. But I just don't really know which way to turn right now.
I know what you mean. Harold's been out trying to find a job to pay off that fine, but I'm afraid with that hate crime conviction on his record, no one will hire him for anything. On top of that, with all the families that have left our church recently, I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be able to draw a salary.
Oh, Carol, what are you going to do?
Just like you, Madeline, I will pray all the time.
We've already accomplished a great deal, and we should have the next phase of our initiative ready to go very soon.
President Sherwood, do you have any comments on the bigotry, discrimination, and hate speech charges that are now pending against your former aide, Madeline Carlyle?
I haven't heard all the details of the charges against her, but of course, I'm concerned. Concerned for Madeline and for the lady whose rights she took away. From what I understand, Madeline has been drawn into this radical Christian cult that still lingers in our society. I hesitate to even call them Christian, as we see that normal Christians don't support this type of militant behavior. These extremists wrap themselves in the label of Christianity while they practice their hate. That in itself is a hate crime. This is a bigoted assault on true, tolerant Christianity. These radicals are now getting to the point where they're posing a danger to our whole society. I hope on a personal level, Madeline can be freed from the brainwashing she's obviously undergone. I hear she's attending that quote-unquote church over on 95th, whose pastor has been convicted of a hate crime. But as president of this city, I have to protect our citizens from this kind of radicalism. And that's why you see the tough enforcement policies we've adopted in our war on hate. Even my sincere affections for my longtime aide will not prevent me from fighting for the rights of our citizens, all our citizens. And I will fight these religious terrorists, including the ones at that so-called church that have brainwashed poor Madeline. And I will continue to fight until this city is safe from their radical ideology.
Jared! Jared, come in here, honey. We need to talk about something.
What is it, Mom?
Sit down, honey.
What's wrong, Mom?
Oh, Jared. I heard back from the Human Rights Commission this morning about my case.
Is everything gonna be okay?
Well, in the long term, yes. But for right now, we're going to be going through some testing. I'm afraid the Human Rights Commission ruled against me. They pulled my business license. It didn't take long for the franchise company to act either. I got a call from them this afternoon telling me they pulled my franchise rights.
What's going to happen now?
Well, honey, that's a good question. I used almost all my savings to buy that franchise. I'm afraid there's no getting the money back. The company said I violated the terms of my contract and they're under no obligation to return any of the money.
You can sue them, right, Mom?
I'm not sure I could get a lawyer in this city to take my case.
Well, what are we going to do now, Mom?
Well, Jared, I'm afraid I'm going to have to put the condo up for sale. It's the only thing we have left that's worth anything. We're going to need to get some money somewhere.
But can't you go out and get another job?
You saw how that went last time, Jared. After Bob's press conference the other day, I'm sure everyone in this town thinks I'm a nutcase.
Why is he doing this to you, Mom?
Oh, honey, they just don't like God's people. Jesus said the world would hate us. Those weren't just words. If we live the way Jesus wants us to, the world is going to do anything it can to make us just go away.
They don't hate me. They hate you and all your Christian friends. Can't you see what they're doing to us, Mom? Those fanatics are ruining our lives. What are we going to do, Mom? How are we going to live?
God will take care of us, Jared. I'm more worried about you. Honey, I'm so scared you're going to die in your sins. You worry so much about this life and what you can have and do and what your friends think about you, but you're not thinking at all about what happens when this life is over.
Save it, Mom. I heard it all before. I hear it every day at that stupid school. I'm not going back there. I don't want them to do to me what they did to you.
I'm not going to send you back there, Jared. I can't afford it now. And besides, they've done something recently that I don't agree with.
What did they do?
They let a transgender boy in. Instead of telling that poor young man the truth, they're helping the world deceive him.
Are you talking about Samantha?
You know him?
She's a her, Mom. I don't know her, but I've seen her around school a few times. She seems nice. I think people should be able to be whoever they want to be.
Oh, Jared, your mind is so poisoned already. People that are trapped in their sins don't need encouragement. They need to know that God can save them and free them. I wish you could see this, honey.
My mind is poisoned? You're the one who got in trouble for being a bigot. I'm worried about you. Mom, what's going to happen to you, Mom? Are you going to go to jail?
I don't know, honey. Now that they've made a ruling on the business, they said they're going to look into personal charges against me.
What's going to happen, Mom? What's going to happen to us? We're going to lose our home. Everyone hates us, and I'm going to lose my mom, too.
Oh, Jared, honey, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God has it all under control. We just need to obey him and trust him. He's going to get us through this.
No, he's not. Your God doesn't exist. Stop doing all this, Mom. Just go back to the way things were before. Why can't we just go back to the way things were before?
I can't go back, Jared. I was lost, just like you are now. But God brought me home. He can bring you home, too. Oh, please, Jared.
I don't want to be found. I don't want another home. I want this one, and I don't want your God ever.
Jared! Oh, please, Father, please save him. He's so lost. Please, if it's your will, please help him. Please help us.
Just a few announcements before we get started this morning. I'm sure you've heard President Sherwood's speech earlier this week. He specifically called out our church in his war on hate. Apparently, we're now considered, according to our president, religious terrorists. I'm sure it's no accident, then, that our church is now listed on the city's terror watch list website. I appreciate all you folks who are here with us this morning.
We're not going anywhere.
Praise God, Bill. It's amazing to see, even in the face of this persecution, that God's Spirit has given you folks the strength to come forward together and worship God and hear His Word.
Praise God for you, Pastor.
Praise God, Andrea, and praise Him that He gave so many of you the strength and the opportunity to stand up for Him as you've gone through various trials over the past couple of weeks. It's good to see you here, Madeline. Where's Jared?
I couldn't get him to come.
Well, this is a time when we not only need to pray for each other, but also for those who are not saved. People in this city have never had more of a reason to not believe in Jesus. There's a real price to pay now for faithfulness, as all of you have found out. We need to pray for salvation for our loved ones and even for those who are bringing these troubles upon us. The only thing that can help them and change them is the saving grace of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
And rest assured that God's word will continue to be preached from this pulpit, in season and out of season.
Stop right there. Nobody else move. Harold Jennings, you are under arrest for multiple violations of the city's hate speech law and for violating your probation.
What? What did he do? We have had numerous complaints from former members of this group that Mr. Jennings has been engaged in hate speech, condemning the LGBT community, and denigrating religions that do not adhere to his radical ideas. You will not be allowed to spread hate in this city.
What? He's just been teaching the Bible.
Quiet. Sit down or you'll be arrested too.
Fine, here I am.
No, Mark, sit down. Don't get yourself in trouble. All of you, take care of yourselves. Keep yourselves safe. Officer, I am not resisting. You came here for me. There's no need to do anything to these people.
Not yet. The rest of you are not to leave until we've gotten your names and addresses, including the children. You're being put on the hate crimes registry for being part of a terrorist cult.
A terrorist cult? Oh, Bill.
Don't worry, Susan. God'll take care of us. We're just Christians worshiping God in peace.
You're not Christians. All of you, line up over there. And as for you, Jennings, take a good look around. You're not going to see this place ever again.
Harold!
Back off, lady.
Carol, get your hands off her.
Shut up. Get him out of here.
Harold!
Be faithful. Pray for each other. Help each other. God will always be with us.
I'm proud to announce that yesterday, marshals from the city's Human Rights Commission, under my direction, arrested the pastor of a tiny radical church. This church has been a recruiting center for bigoted fundamentalist Christians. The leader of this cult, Harold Jennings, has a history of hate speech, bigotry, intolerance, and a conviction for distributing hate literature in public. It was necessary, in order to ensure the safety of our citizens, to take this action yesterday. We had reports from former members of this cult who managed to escape the influence of Jennings that the people in this church were being systematically indoctrinated, including a number of children. My administration could not stand by and let this happen. We have an obligation to protect our citizens, including the most vulnerable among us, our children. Through no fault of their own, they were being taught hate and intolerance by this so-called pastor, and even by their parents, who forced them into this environment. Because we are a compassionate city, we will provide rehabilitation counseling for these children and deprogramming therapy to their parents in the hope that they can recover from the brainwashing that took place in this cult. We have temporarily put the people in this group on the terrorist watch list. As they complete their counseling and are certified by our Human Rights Commission psychiatrists, they will be removed from the watch list. They will, however, remain on the hate crimes registry so that they can be properly monitored. Let this be a comfort to all the law-abiding, peaceful citizens of our fair city, and a warning to other radical cults. We will stamp out hate in this city. We will not let hate destroy our enlightened society. We will protect the freedom and dignity of all our citizens. We will not let a fringe element that has hijacked the Christian religion destroy lives and destroy our city. Thank you, and may God bless United City.